Drop, the official podcast of the 130th Airlift Wing. I'm Lieutenant DeJuan Haley. It's UTA weekend, and joining us is Wing Commander Colonel Brian Priest, Deputy Wing Commander Colonel Richard Switzer, and Command Chief Master Sergeant Jeff King. Colonel Priest, what are your priorities for this drill weekend?
All right, good morning, Lieutenant Haley. Thanks for having us. It's great to be here with you guys for one last time. So starting on drill, we're going to have the wing change of command on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Colonel Switzer will assume command, and after that, he and Chief King are going to be leading the wing. So I'm not going to talk about drill priorities on today's podcast. I'll leave that in their very capable hands. I did want to take a moment and congratulate Colonel Switzer. I'll do this during the change of command speech specifically, but incredible selection. You're going to be a great leader for the wing, so really happy for you, Colonel.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
To the members of the wing, I just wanted to say thanks for an incredible 6.5 years. I look back and some of the things we've been through, you know, the COVID and the way it changed our protocol, multiple inspections, an REV, converting from an H to a J model mission, multiple deployments, also supporting our state on short notice, and even the way we strategize, the adversary that we plan for has changed over the last 6.5 years. And the airmen of the wing have responded perfectly, every single time. During the last UEI, I was asked by a couple people if I was nervous or if I was worried, and I replied to them truthfully. I said, not at all. And the reason I wasn't was because I knew our people. It's almost taken for granted. I knew that we would do well. So to all of you, I thank you so much. I love you and love what you've done. Every job here is important. Some of them get more prestige than others, but every single job here matters, and what you do matters, and I thank you for it. It's been a great time, and I wish you well in the future. That's all I have. Colonel Switzer, it's all yours.
All right, thanks, sir. Appreciate the remarks. I would echo what you'd say, but I would also add to that, and true to form, you're a very humble individual and rarely talk about yourself, if at all. And the airmen of this wing have done a fantastic job, but they don't do that without high quality and true servant leadership, which is what you've demonstrated over the last 6 years. So I appreciate the situation that you've left the chief and I in here.
Okay.
The bar's high. And so we're just going to continue with the model that you've put forth in terms of how to lead the wing and how to drive our airmen and our subordinate leadership to do the things that we know we can do very well. So we appreciate all of that you've done for us over the last several years.
Thank you.
Just to shortly touch on a few things for this weekend and look back on a couple things over the last week or so going into this weekend. So obviously we have the change of command, sir. You talked about that. That's going to start at 0900 on Saturday. So for all the airmen out there listening, please make sure you stay tuned in to your unit leadership and your supervisors, you know, where and when to be. I think Lieutenant Haley's going to try to get us a big photo that day, so everybody's going to be in OCP so that we look uniform and all part of the same wing. Then we're also going to celebrate on Saturday the 50th anniversary of flying the C-130 at Charlie West. So we expect to see some dignitaries and some former leadership and retirees and just members of the wing, and really just as a way not just to honor the past, but to give those of us that are here still serving now the opportunity to connect with our past and reflect on what a great half century it's been flying, first the E model, then the H variations of the H model, and now the J model. So you can expect that this weekend. The luncheon for retirees, I think, kicks off around noon, and then the rest of the festivities that involve the wing start at about 1 o'clock. And that'll include a large formation, that ops and maintenance are putting together. So should be a really great Saturday for everybody, and hopefully the weather holds up and supports us on that. And then the last thing I want to mention, Chief King and I had the opportunity to go up to the National Guard Bureau last week and for what they call the C-130 WISC, which is the Weapons Systems Council. Every different MDS in the Air Force has their own Weapons Systems Council. And just to touch on briefly, why we do that. One, it's an opportunity for leaders from throughout the Air National Guard, C-130 wings to get together and talk about common problems or strategies for things that we might face in the future and moving forward, and really the strength and having that collective and the advocacy and being able to work through problems. The key thing that came out of that, or actually two things that came out of that, is that we're still on the path for DCW. So we've talked a lot about the deployed combat wing over the last year or so. The Weapons System Council met at about the same time that the Air Force Association was having their annual meeting, and General Alvin was there, and he spoke to that. So we're still moving forward with that plan, and we'll continue to do that and meet the requirements. We expect to get more guidance on that in the next couple weeks from Headquarters Air Force and the National Guard Bureau. And then the other thing they talked about, which is near and dear to our hearts, is the upgrades of the C-130 from the model, the version that we have, which is 6.0 to the 8.1, and the challenges that we're going to see with training in terms of producing qualified pilots and crew members out of Little Rock. So we talked a little bit about that and just working on an enterprise solution to make sure that we continue to get a high-quality product and the right output in terms of training. So that's basically how Chief King and I spent our last week. It's pretty good week. And, oh, I forgot about the Chiefs golf tournament. So you didn't even get a chance to brag about that, boss. You go out of here on the last year winning the Chiefs golf tournament, I think, again. Maybe is it back-to-back? Or
No, not back-to-back, but I had some great teammates, I'll say that.
Okay.
That was my best contribution, was picking the team.
Hey, great teammates. That means ringers, Chief. I don't know if you...
Yeah, he has some ringers for sure.
But I will end on that. It really, the folks that put on that Chiefs tournament, and there are several airmen within the wing that support that, and we have a lot of help from outside folks, but it is a fantastic event. I would encourage anybody that, whether you play golf or not, you know, get involved with that next year, because it's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of good for... for the airmen in this unit. That's all I have.
All right. Thanks, Colonel Switzer. I had five things I was going to talk about, but I'm going to talk about one more thing. I'll piggyback off the D.C. trip real quick. So Colonel Switzer talked about the whisk and what that meant. But on our last day in D.C., Colonel Switzer and I were able to actually go down to D.C. proper and see some of the airmen that were deployed there. And that was really insightful for me. Colonel Hall and Chief Young gave us kind of like a walkthrough, and we went to a couple of different bases to see what our airmen went through throughout that day and through the weeks and what they're doing daily, right? And then we got to talk to a handful of them, and they were very upbeat, and they had nothing but positive things to say. I mean, they are ready to come home, some of them, but they are enjoying the mission, and they're enjoying what they're learning from that mission. So it was a pleasure to walk around with you and see how that whole operation was going.
Yeah, I think the other thing that was remarkable there, Chief, was that all the positive feedback that we got. So everybody we talked about, talked about how West Virginia, both the 167th and the 130th, were crushing it up there, and just lots of positive feedback, which is always awesome to hear anytime you, you know, talking to somebody from another state, another unit, or what have you.
Yeah. So carrying on, but my original five things I was going to talk about, I'm going to talk about two things that happened last month. First, I'm going to start with the fun run and Breakfast of Champions. So thanks to FSS and Sustainment, they did a great job putting that on last drill. The weather was perfect for the fun run, and the Breakfast of Champions was outstanding as usual. So thanks to that organization, that group, for putting that on. Great time. And then the other event I'm going to talk about that happened last month was the flyovers. So we had two of them, one for WVU football game, one for the Marshall football game. The WVU got a lot more exposure just because of social media. And then, but the Marshall flyover, I think, actually hit the TOT on time. So that crew did really well. But, you know, we were talking about that flyover on our daily, like 9 o'clock, I think Friday, Tuesday or whatever, and we're just talking about all the work goes into it. And Colonel Markham, when he saw the flyover on TV, only thing he could think of was, like, nobody knows how much work goes in that flyover, which is really true, right? So 30 seconds of a flyover, but it took days to plan that. And it's just not the crews that are planning that. I mean, the crews do a lot. They're talking to the tower, they're doing the flight plan, but 3 hours – the day of, you have maintainers are coming in, getting the aircraft ready. You have airfield management coming in. You have the supervisor flying, and maybe one or two other different organizations coming in supporting. So it's a whole group perspective and work to get that flyover going.
Yep.
So thanks to all the ground pounders that come in. I know the crew gets most of the highlights and they're seen on TV, but thanks for coming in and doing that. And that's an important event, even though it happens for 30 seconds, but that's a big recruiting event and puts it out into the public. So thanks for everybody working into that. And talking about going into October and a couple of highlights, I want to talk about the Outstanding Airmen and the Corps submissions. So they're due Sunday of October UTA. And just a reminder, for this OAQ submission is third quarter, but you can count anything from January up to 30 September for an airman. So we have some great airmen out there that's been doing some really good work this year. So, you know, supervisors, commanders, put your airmen in for the OAQ. Next, we're going to have the Hall of Honor for Colonel Bill Peters on Sunday at 10 o'clock in the wing briefing room. Colonel Peters was wing commander here. He did a lot of great work for this wing. More importantly, I think, though, he does so much work in the community and for the aviation. He's known statewide for what he does. So if you're able to come and honor him at 10 o'clock on Sunday, wing brief room, I invite you to come down and see that ceremony. And then I'm going to – First Sergeant positions open, Logistics Readiness Squadron. So it's currently open, and it closes 20 October. So anybody interested in becoming a First Sergeant, I will highly encourage you to talk to a First Sergeant now, talk to a commander, come and talk to me if you like. Those packages, you can email me directly. And then once we get the packages, we'll hopefully in November we'll hold a board and do a prioritization list so LRS can pick their next First Sergeant. And lastly, I'd like to finish up with a thank you to Colonel Priest. You know, I've only been down here since April, but you made the transition here seamless. You made me feel welcome. You included me in so much. I know we have only worked together here in Wing Staff since April, but we've worked together in operations group for a long time.
A long time.
Before you came down here. Yeah. And I'm fortunate, being in the wing staff, I know you're going to move a joint force headquarters, but, you know, we're still going to work together. So I really do look forward to that. But I really do appreciate your welcoming when I've been down here since April.
Thanks, Thank Chief. You. Thank yeah. you.
And that's all I have.
All right. Thanks, guys.
And that's going to do it for this episode of The Drop. For more information about the 130th Airlift Wing, visit us on the web at www.130aw.ang.af.mil. Additionally, you can find us on all major social media platforms. Lastly, you can see us in the skies delivering freedom with courage. Stay ready to go.